This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed when a prison in eastern Ukraine was destroyed in a missile strike. Russia and Ukraine on Friday accused each other of carrying out the attack. Neither claim could be independently verified. Russia's defense ministry said 40 prisoners were killed and 75 were wounded in the strike on the prison in Olenivka, part of Donetsk province held by separatists. A spokesman for the Russian separatists put the death toll at 53 and accused Kyiv of targeting the prison with U.S.-made rockets. Ukraine's armed forces denied carrying out the attack, saying Russian artillery had targeted the prison to hide the mistreatment of the prisoners. The International Committee of the Red Cross asked on Friday for access to the site and to evacuate the wounded. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited one of Ukraine's main Black Sea ports, Odessa, a week after a deal was struck with Russia, Turkey, and the United Nations to create safe corridors for ships to export grains that have been trapped in the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Zelensky's visit comes as workers are preparing terminals for grain exports, which are relied on by millions of people worldwide facing hunger. Zelensky told reporters the export of grain will begin with the departure of several ships that were loaded but could not depart the ports after the Russian invasion. Zelensky says, our side is fully prepared. We sent all the signals to our partners, the UN and Turkey, and our military is guaranteeing the security situation. The complexities of the grains agreement and concerns about the safety of shipping crews has set the deal off to a slow, cautious start. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
VOA News. Witnesses and officials say at least 10 people were killed and more than 20 others injured Friday when al-Shabaab extremists attacked a town that sits on the Somali side of the border with Ethiopia. One of the witnesses said the militant fighters began their attack using car bombs and mortar shells, then used guns as they fought the opposing forces. At the time of the attack, members of Somalia's parliament were in the town to distribute food aid sent from Mogadishu to drought-affected residents. It was not clear if the government delegation was the target of the al-Shabaab attack. The European Union's statistical office, Eurostat, on Friday estimated inflation is expected to reach a record 8.9% in July, while the Eurozone and the EU economy overall continue to grow during the first quarter of 2022. For months, inflation has been running at its highest level since 1997. That's when record-keeping began for the euro. Last week, the European Central Bank raised interest rates for the first time in 11 years. As Americans struggle the past few months with high prices at the pump and elsewhere, the gas pump, of course, oil companies took in record profits. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has that story.
President Biden called out oil companies last month.
Exxon made more money than God this year.
Or more money than it's ever made. ExxonMobil booked a nearly $18 billion profit in the second quarter, with revenue nearly $50 billion higher than in the same period last year. Its CEO attributes the success to investments in oil and gas fields and liquefied natural gas, which has been in high demand since Russia's Ukraine invasion. Chevron and Shell also set profit records last quarter. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department says a Russian operative has been charged with using political groups in the United States to advance pro-Russia propaganda. Alexander Viktorovich Ionov is charged in federal court in Florida with conspiring to have U.S. citizens act as illegal agents of the Russian government. It was not immediately clear if he had a lawyer who could speak on his behalf. The Treasury Department also announced sanctions against him Friday, accusing him of giving money to organizations that he and Russian intelligence services thought would create a political disturbance in the United States. And once again, our top story this hour, dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed when a prison in eastern Ukraine was destroyed in a missile strike. Russia and Ukraine on Friday accused each other of carrying out that attack. Neither claim could be independently verified. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.